Good Monday morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted. Brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. And good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. It is good to be here this morning. This is a beautiful morning in the Ozarks.
This is a gorgeous morning in the Ozarks. And an exciting time. This is The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. This is also the one-year mark that we've completed 1 year on the air. So this is our anniversary day. Woohoo!
Absolutely.
Let's hear it for
you. Oh, we've had a blast. May 14th last year was our first day on the air, so we're going into our second year now. Exciting times. A lot of things happening at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, but a lot of things happening in general around Springfield going into the new year. Last year, we launched SpringfieldMFI.com. That's Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute.com. Part of the goal, part of the capability of the site was for people to be able to go back and listen to the show anytime they wanted to. And so every week, we go back and edit the show, get rid of all of our intricacies and all those kind of clicks and pops. And it's archived there, nice, clean, ready to go. To this day, we have almost 4,000 playbacks per year. Every show we've done to this point has been replayed every month since it was produced.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's there for you. It's a resource for you. And we're glad you enjoy the show. Every week we find out a little bit more about people outside the area that are starting to listen in and are being introduced to the show. A couple weeks ago, found out we had a crew in St. Louis that's listening to us.
We do, yes.
They listen to the archives, but they also listen online. They go to SpringfieldMFI.com during the on-air time, and we have a live link on the homepage. You can listen now. So if you're out driving in the car and getting ready to go in the office and you want to continue to listen, go to SpringfieldMFI.com. There's a listen now or listen live link right on the homepage from 10 to 11. Every Monday morning, that link is activated. And you get to listen to the stream right off KWTO.com. So it is an incredible time, but we're excited to be on the air for a year and excited from the response that we've had from friends and family and from people that are coming up going, hey, I heard you on the radio. That's good. It's there for you. It's a lot of fun. If you'd like to join us in studio, phone number is 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. If you're outside the area or you're listening via the online stream, give us a call.
That's why we're talking about, there's a lot of graduations going on right now. I went to a graduation late last Friday afternoon over at MSU and saw one of our dear friends graduate along with about 500 other people. I think that was the third ceremony that day. It was a great time. But a lot of people, a lot of families are experiencing graduations, and even more families perhaps are experiencing weddings coming up this month and next month in June and increasingly in the fall. October is increasingly overtaking June as the wedding month of the year. And so we've got a lot of weddings that are being planned, a lot of preparation being made. You know, all these changes affect families. All these changes affect how we see ourselves as we see our kids growing up and graduating from high school and graduating from college and planning on getting married or perhaps are going into the service or taking a job and moving across country. There's a lot of changes in families that are ongoing all the time. But this time of year, particularly, there's a lot of change. And so this morning, we want to talk about the changes that we face in our life. This is the life you've always wanted, but one of the things we find is that perhaps our life continues to change. We hadn't anticipated all the change that's going to occur in our life.
I remember walking around going, you know, I can't wait to grow up, and then I can be my own boss.
Oh. Yeah, I said that. Dan said wrong. I said the same thing when I was growing up, and I think a lot of people have, you know, but I have more bosses now than I ever had in my life when growing up. And perhaps you do, too.
Absolutely. You know, we can't wait to grow up. You can't think of all the things I can get to do and do whatever I want to do and whenever I want to do it. And then we sit there and go, man, I've got time to do nothing. Every waking minute of my life is being just overwhelmed. What happened? Well, life went on. Things changed.
Life happens.
You never know how much your parents actually shed things away from you and just to give you time to grow up.
Which is one of the jobs of a parent.
That is true.
Yeah. You know, we all need that care and protection while we're growing up so we can be kids when we need to be kids and we can continue to grow up and mature and learn how to make decisions that are good and sound, how to choose things that are good and right for our life. And parents, that's one of the jobs of parents that we have as parents and that our parents had.
One thing about this time of the year, it is ceremonial. We have graduations. We have anniversaries. We have wedding ceremonies that are going to be occurring. Part of the strength in that is that those are milestones. Those are things that are visually able to be seen, touched, felt, heard to say, okay, now is the new beginning. It's an end of one phase, but a new beginning to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an importance to that. There's an importance of going through those types of ceremonies, going through those chapters in life. And in perfect honesty, there are other areas in life where we probably need to think about instituting some sort of changes or some sort of ceremonies. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But right now, graduation, a new beginning, an ending to an old way, getting your education, and now actually getting out and finding out what you really need to learn. And there are some exciting times. And parents, the hardest thing in the world to do is to let your kids go.
Oh, that's hard.
Whether it's the first year for summer camp.
Well, it begins in kindergarten.
Oh, it begins again. Oh, that's true. My wife cried like crazy. Just could not stand to walk away.
Yeah, the kindergarten and the first day of first grade. It's really tough. It's tough on especially moms.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough time. For that separation, a lot of separation anxiety. It's not just with the kids. I mean, it's on the part of the parents as well.
So elementary, kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
How about when they become a teenager? No longer the little kids anymore.
And this is a point, this is a marker time in families' lives that perhaps we need a celebration. We need a celebration from when they go from childhood to teenage years to true adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that really in our culture, and perhaps we need to find one. We need to make a new tradition in our family or in families that mark kind of a demarcation line that says, yesterday you were a child, today you're considered more of a young adult.
Uh-huh.
We need that.
There are some cultures that have that. Have it typically in the U.S.
Yeah.
How about when you send your kid out for the first time with their own driver's license and they're driving the car all by themselves?
Ooh. That is a scary time, isn't it, Dan?
Dan and WK just had shivers go down their spine. I haven't had to worry about that yet. My oldest one's 8, so I got a ways to go with that one. But
yeah, just 7.5 more years.
And she's already telling me about it. That's the real scary part. She goes, Dad, I want a Ferrari.
Oh. At least she knows what she wants.
At least she knows what she wants. Get to work. But milestones coming up, talking about graduation, high school graduation. Met a friend yesterday that his son just returned from California, just completed basic training for the U.S. Yeah, Marine Corps.
For the Marines, yeah.
They just had the graduation. So ceremonies, milestones, marks that are coming through. And what do these tell us? What do they do for us? What do we look forward to for the future? Again, if you'd like to join us in studio, phone number is 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056 if you're outside the area or listening via the online stream. 1 year on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little mark for us, too.
Yeah, we're celebrating it. Celebrating it.
If you've been listening to us and heard us over the past year, you may be some of those that have referred friends and family on to Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We just want to say thank you very much. And what an incredibly brave thing. It's amazing to be able to take and have that initiative and refer someone on to say, you know, I want you to have the best life possible. What you're telling me, I can't help you with. There's someone who can.
Mm-hmm. And we're truly honored at Springfield MFI that you would refer a friend or a family member on to us. But it's a very loving thing you did, and we want to be worthy of that trust, and we respect that decision, and we respect your courage in doing that.
And a great thing is, so many people come in, and they go, you know, this isn't what I expected.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And they come out leaving, going, you know, this is great. And they tell their friends, they tell their family. And so to take action and not live a miserable life, not live in a miserable marriage, not live the misery of feeling like a victim the rest of your life because of things that happened in the past. That is an incredible opportunity. It's an empowering thing to take control and to say, I'm going to stop whatever pattern has happened to this point, and I'm going to find out how I need to live to be able to live the life I always wanted.
And you know, that's one of the big differences in Springfield MFI. It's one of the things that sets us apart is that whether we see an individual or a couple in premarital, or perhaps pre-premarital.
I'm still getting used to that term.
Yeah, more relationship counseling. Or we find a married couple or people that come in as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, our perception, our view of that is not that someone comes in who's sick. These people are not sick. These people are living in families who need to know or have more information or know how to more effectively live as an individual or as a couple or as a family in their family system.
Uh-huh.
And we don't view people as being sick. This is not a sickness. This is about how we live, how we function, and how we can function better.
Well, one of the biggest things is this is not a shameful thing. Now, so many times in the past, there was such a stigma about, well, we went in for counseling, or I went in to talk to someone. You know something? If you're trying to save your marriage, great! That is great! I didn't walk down the aisle to say, maybe. I walked down the aisle and said, I do. I don't walk down the aisle to get divorced. And so to be able to save a marriage, to save a family, to be able to go, you know, I don't know how this five-year-old is ruling my life. What happened? And to get the skills and knowledge to be a more effective parent. Those are empowering things. Those are great things. There's nothing shameful about saying, I want to be the best husband. I want to be the best wife. I want to be the best parent I can be. And I want my kids to learn from the best so that my grandkids, my great-grandkids have the best life possible.
You know, I saw on TV last night that parents are actually paying professional trainers to work with their five-year-old children as young as 5 years old to help them know how to play ball better. And these parents are paying anywhere from $50 to $100 an hour for these professional trainers to come in and teach their 5, 10, 12-year-old child how to play better baseball or better football or better soccer or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And they want their children to have the best. And that's just what you're talking about. Why not, if as an individual or as a couple or as a family, you want to live better, you want to live the best you can be, why not do that? And that's how we at Springfield Marriage and Family look at working with people, is empowering individuals, couples, and families to have the best life possible.
To unlock your full potential. We're talking about graduation this time. Why do we send our kids to school? Why do we hope that they get through college? Why do we want them to go to college? Because we want them to have the knowledge to be able to succeed in life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what college doesn't teach you, college doesn't teach you how to be married. College doesn't teach you how to parent a child. College doesn't teach all of these things that matter at the most core level of our society, and that is the family.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things also about graduations and marriages and all these changes that are going on in families, one of the things we know as marriage and family counselors is that these are stressors on the family system. And that's during these times, during graduations, during marriages, during all these big changes that occur in families, that this is when, as the stressors increase, you can begin having problems in the family. You can begin having problems in a marriage. Issues come up that may have just been below the surface that you've kind of kept below the surface, but now these new stressors just bring all that back out. And so perhaps you need time. You need some help in doing that. And this is not something that's out of the ordinary. This is not something that's unique to you and your family. This is something that happens to all families, happens to all marriages and families who have children. You know, one of the first principles we want to talk about this morning is that life is always changing. Life is always moving forward. Always. That the only constant in life is change. And that we've got to be able to change with the life stages that we're going through. There's a family life cycle that families go through and that they grow through and must grow through or they get stuck. And people get stuck and problems arise. Families become stressed out. Marriages become stressed out. And so we need to know how to handle these stressors more effectively. Life is always changing and always moving forward.
You know, this time in life's a lot of graduates, we have the full potential. We see everything out there that, oh, we can do anything we set our mind to. But we also don't have the knowledge of all the things that are going to come up, all the hurdles that will be put in, the roadblocks, the bumps in the road that we're going to have to traverse in order to make those things happen. And part of the stages in life as parents is being able to say, you know, I've been there. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And how to help guide through some of these things.
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about each new generation coming up, all young people see themselves achieving the potential and possibilities in life. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But they see themselves achieving these things without recognizing or facing the obstacles that the experienced know all too well. And you know, the older generation looks at this younger generation and says, oh, if you only knew.
I'm not black and blue for nothing. School of hard knocks.
Yeah. But I want to ask a question this morning, kind of clarify something that I'm always aware of, but I'm not sure a lot of people are always keeping view. And that is that the parents of these kids growing up and graduating from high school or college right now, and they're giving them the benefit of their wisdom, and they've given them the benefit of their experience and wisdom throughout their whole years of growing up. But who's parented the parents? Who's given the parents the benefit of the generation above them? Each generation needs this type of mentoring. That's what I'm talking about, or this kind of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in the context today, increasingly, of 4 to 5 generations of people. Not just mom, dad, and the kids anymore, or grandparents anymore, but increasingly it's grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-great-grandparents.
Matter of fact, I was talking to Beth over at Cox Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth is one of the ones that works in the cafeteria there. She is a great-great-grandmother.
Yeah, I've met her.
Just as bright as she can be.
She's a wonderful lady.
To have 40-something great-grandkids and working on 5 great-great-grandchildren, I think, right now. It's 3 or 5 great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
And to see the life that she has and the spark she has, to everyone that talks to her as they come through the cafeteria there, it's incredible. And we hope to be able to interview her and get a little more of her story. Because more increasingly, that's what's becoming the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about being able to help people at Springfield MFI, or Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We've helped people from as little as 3 to 5, all the way up to couples in their 80s. 80 years old. Can you imagine being married 50-plus years and seeking counsel? Well, why in the world would someone who's been married 50 years need to seek counsel?
Exactly. That's exactly why.
Because they have lived to a point they never saw their parents or grandparents reach.
Yeah, this is unexplored territory. Unexplored life. And not only that, not only are they experiencing that length or longevity in marriage, but they're experiencing greater health at that stage of life than they ever saw parents or grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And what's awesome to me is that our kids, my grandkids, your children,
mm-hmm.
are going to see great-great-grandparents and much better health approaching life and addressing life issues in ways that I never saw
mm-hmm.
or experienced growing up or have experienced to this point. And I'm hopeful that I'm one of those great-great-grandparents, you know, that is doing this, but the key is that life is always changing, life is always moving forward, and that everyone needs the freedom to move on to the next stage of their life.
And in some cases, needs a little bit of knowledge. And that's part of what we do at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, more than anything, is just be able to counsel people and give you the knowledge to make the life you've always wanted. So that's why we have those that are down ages 3 to 5, learning how to be better parents, to those that are in their 80s going, okay, how do we plan for the next 20 years? What do we need to think about? How do we need to do certain things?
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolutely awesome thing to watch, to see the growth, to see the nurturing, to see people getting everything they can out of life, to be truly empowered. You know, part of the thing with Springfield Marriage and Family is that people don't come there to be there year after year after year. You know, most people, when families seek help, it doesn't take, you know, 3 to 5, 10 years to be able to take care of it. Most, it's getting through a stage in life, understanding what's going on, understanding maybe the roles and things that are happening at the time, and what to look forward to. And that doesn't take a lot of time. You know, we've talked about this in Saving Marriages. The average divorce takes $5,000 to start.
Mm-hmm.
Just on average, you're going to spend $5,000 to try to dissolve a marriage. You know, most marriages can be saved for less than $1,500. If you could save your marriage, what would you spend to save your marriage? Because the divorce doesn't fix anything, in most cases. Because the same two people that were divorced are going to try to remarry.
And duplicate what they've had before.
In a lot of cases.
If they don't change things.
But we don't get married to get divorced. We get married forever after. And to be able to do that, we have to say, you know, I'm going to reach a point in my life where I don't know everything. And to be able to say, okay, I'm going to learn. Always be able to learn. And that's part of what we're telling graduates now, is that learning doesn't stop. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of a new phase in life.
Yes, we have Mary here in Springfield. Good morning, Mary.
Hi. What do you do when your grown kids start to go through a divorce and you try to tell them just what you just said? It's, you know, you're just trading one set of problems from the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper to work it out than it is to divorce. And they've already been through it once before, and they're about to go through it again.
Mm.
And one of them's your kid, and the other one, and they don't want you to talk to the other one, and it seems hopeless. One of them's left, and
you don't know what to say to them. Yeah,
it
really is a hard time for parents who have children that are divorcing, because one of the things, we feel so powerless, we feel so helpless.
We've been married 52 years, and
that's a great.
You know, we're looking at kids that have divorced more than once, and your daughter's torn up, and you don't know what to say to your son-in-law, or if you should say anything, you know, if you're not.
Well, no, part of what you can do is, in being there for your daughter, is to have her come in, give her the number over to Springfield MFI. Okay, the phone number is 882.
Wait a minute, let me pull over someplace.
Oh, okay.
So I can write down. The church they go to has a counselor, which they've been going to.
Okay, good.
But either one of them isn't listening or something.
And sometimes the counselor and counselees are not a good fit. It just depends on the people.
But as far as being able to help,
I know this counselor. He's really good. I know,
Yeah, I know. I know the counselor over there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? I figured you would. You're a church Christ.
Yes,
Didn't you get educated in Abilene?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's MFI, Marriage and Family Institute.
Phone number is
882.
6767.
6767. Okay. You know, what's the hours there?
We're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay, she's a courier, goes to Tulsa every day, and he's a trucker, so.
But I understand part of that. I was in the military for years, so you have a lot of separation time. That's not easy on any relationship.
No, it isn't. But, do you have any weekend or evening hours?
We try to work with people as be as flexible as we can. Those are primarily our hours, but sometimes later in the afternoon, we can schedule appointments. So just have her give us a call.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mary.
Well, we're coming up on the bottom half of the hour here. Stay tuned. Again, this is our one-year anniversary. If you'd like to join us in studio, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. We'll be back.
Hi, this is W.K. Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m., where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
Listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are W.K. and Ken Boyce on their first anniversary of the radio program.
Oh, that was a quick break.
And we are back.
We're back.
Yeah, we've been talking today about changes in life and graduations and weddings and how all these changes affect families and how that life is always changing and moving forward. That's really the only constant we have in life is change, and that everyone needs the freedom to move on to the next stage of their life. We have a life cycle. And we need the flexibility and the freedom and perhaps some skills, learn skills, how to move forward to the next stage or phase of our life. And we've also been discussing how all young people see themselves achieving the potential and possibilities in life without facing the obstacles that they experience know very well. And we call that being naive. We're all naive at the stage of life we're in. I want us to understand that. And as we're going to the next stage of our life, we've never been there either, even as adults. As parents are going into being grandparents, our great-grandparents are going into retirement. We have a need to know how to move forward with our life, and we've got to know how to do that effectively for our families to continue functioning effectively and with great health to have the life really that we wanted.
what milestone are we at? Do you recognize certain ones? Is it blatantly obvious, or is it just sitting there going, what's next? You know, we have all kinds of questions about life. We have questions about what's going to happen. Why are certain things happening to me now? And as we look at the future, how do we know what would be ahead of us? It was an amazing quote that I've said several times the past couple weeks about a marriage counselor back in 1940 that predicted specifically what would be happening today. And how did he know that?
As far as the divorce rate.
In 1940, he said the average marriage, 1 in 6 would end in divorce. Mm-hmm. If the trend continued by 1947, it would be 1 in 4. And if the trend did not change, in 50 years, it would be 1 in 2. How did he know?
And that's what's happened.
And that's exactly what happened. Because there are professionals that sit there and study how families work, the family life cycle, what happens. That's part of what we're talking about today, is hitting these milestones as we go through and what to expect on the other side and how to make that transition smooth, how to make it something to look forward to.
Now, for those of us who have children or grandchildren graduating from high school or college, getting married, moving forward with their life, which means we're moving forward with ours, I'd like to share something with you that I think really speaks to the letting go and freeing of our children. It says, your children are not your children. They're sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves the bow that is stable. Sending our children into the future is something we prepared them to do as they graduate from high school, as they're graduating from college, receiving their undergraduate or their master's or their doctoral degrees. They're going forward into a future that in many ways you have worked all your life to this point to prepare them for. But there are things that you cannot go with them into. They have a life of their own. They need to go forward with their life, and they need us there as parents and as grandparents, even as great-grandparents. They need us there for support and to mentor them, to be there for them, to help them as they go forward in their life. And as they develop their life, and as they go into a marriage, and they develop a family, they grow into a family. They need us to be there for them, to transition with them as they transition from one stage of life into the next. Even so, we transition from one stage of life into the next. And it's an ongoing process. Life always moves forward and never backwards. Life is always changing and moving forward. And so we need to know how to do that as effectively as possible. And if we're not, if we've never seen the skills model, if we don't know how that works, then there's help to help you do that. Okay? But what my desire is, and the desire at Springfield MFI, is to help as many people have those skills so that you can really have the life that you want.
You know, several quotes that people have made, and it says, sooner or later, we all discover the important moments in life are not the advertised ones, not the birthdays, the graduations, the weddings, and not the great goals achieved. The real milestones are less proposing. They come to the door of the memory unannounced, stray dogs that amble in, sniff around a bit, and simply never leave. Our lives are measured by these. Susan B. Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I saw Randy Pausch. They had a special on him again this morning on TV.
And he is?
Randy Pausch is the university professor who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he gave a final speech to his class.
Yes.
That has inspired millions of people, and he's gone many places. And people have seen him on TV as he has given this speech. Well, he came back to his university and gave the commencement address to the graduating class of 2008. And he was talking about it's been 8 months since he was diagnosed. And they don't know how long he has. The doctor just gave him months. But he came back and he was talking to the students, and he was talking about them finding their passion, that they need to find their passion. And he said, your passion will not be found in money, and it will not be found in things. Your passion can only be found in your relationship with people. And he received a standing ovation because he is such an inspiration that as we are looking at death, that we truly know how to live. You know, many people, many of us today believe that they're never going to die, and they squander their time. But if you know you're going to die, if you face the fact that at some point you're going to die, then we can be more motivated to live like we really need to.
Jim in Mount Vernon. Jim, good morning.
You know, some of the older, especially up northeast part of the United States, you've got these long houses where there's multi-generational living in the same home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about to ever come about in the United States again?
Well, you know, there are places like that. There are neighborhoods like that all across the country. Many of the larger cities and even smaller communities where we have generations, multi-generations of families that live in close proximity to each other. Not necessarily in the same house, although that does occur from time to time. But there's a lot of benefit for multi-generations of the same family.
Well, I'm thinking that if at least the grandparents and the child's parents were involved, things would be better.
I agree, Jim. I think that you're exactly right, because I'm a grandparent as well as a parent. But we have to know how to do that effectively to allow our children to grow and to make decisions that they need to make. But we need to model for them how to do that effectively.
Why can't they learn from the previous mistakes?
Well, because sometimes we're so busy moving forward, we don't think to look back.
And one of the points that I want to make this morning is that each generation needs to keep some old traditions handed down to them while developing some new traditions of their own. We all need to do that. But a lot of times we have to make our own mistakes.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just the way it is with each generation. And we don't want our children and grandchildren to have to do that, but they will.
Well, Jim, I was going to say, to your point, I actually have three generations living in my house. My mother-in-law actually lives at my house and helps take care of my kids. And it's a wonderful blessing. I'm also in real estate. For many people, a lot of people go, you know, I've seen your name before, but where have I seen your name? Well, there's a lot of Murney Realtor signs around town that have my name on it for good reason. I'm a salesperson with Murney. And more recently, we're getting requests for those that have the ability of having in-laws' quarters at the house.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, that's for boomers who are taking care of their parents, which some not really thought much about until recently, where, you know, boomers' parents are living in the 80s, 90s, and things like that. And there's no need to go into a nursing home, but they need some assistance here and there. And that's part of what we're seeing is that some of the families are starting to be multi-generational even in the later years now, not just in the early on.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim, for your call. We know that there's a lot of benefit, and historically there's been a lot of benefit to multi-generations living in close proximity to each other. And back in ancient times, they used to have compounds where the families would continue to expand, but they would all be living there at the same compound.
Oh, yeah.
And so
new family, I have another addition.
Add on to another place. And there's a lot of benefit to that. We need the wisdom and the experience of the elderly. We need that wisdom. And to discard them or to devalue them because they are growing older is to devalue a part of life that we are going into. And we need to understand, we have to respect that, we need to honor that as well as the young.
You know, one thing that always amazes me is how poetic some people are. They're wordsmiths. The images they create fascinate me. I wish I could do that. That's just not the gift that I was given. My father was given it. My brother was given it. It kind of skipped me. I'm not quite sure how. But there are others that have said things at graduation that are just wonderful, and they capture your imagination and mind. You were educated. Your certification is your degree. You may think of it as your ticket to the good life. Let me ask you to think of it as an alternative. Think of it as your ticket to change the world. Tom Brokaw. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Richard Halliburton said, just a month from now, I'm set adrift with diploma for a sail and lots of nerves for oars. Uh-huh. Education is what survives when what is learned has been forgotten.
Oh, I like that.
B.F. Skinner.
Oh, the behaviorist.
Now,
as many of you know, one of the things I love to do is just kind of bring real life to things. Kind of bring things back down to earth, make it personal, make it relevant for what we are day to day. And Gary Trudeau had a wonderful comment, and this is the quote of the day, and for those who have listened to the show, you know these are great. But his is, commencement speeches were invented largely in the belief that the outgoing college student should never be released into the world until they've truly been properly sedated. Just a little bit of taking off
the edge. There have been some very effective commencement speakers that I've gone to. Yes. You know, what do you say to someone who's going from one stage of life to the next? Many times we focus again on graduates and graduations, but every stage of life is a graduation. There's a graduation at every stage moving into a new stage of life. One person said, to live a successful life does not require money, fame, power, prestige, or status symbols. It's more a matter of being true to your beliefs and principles, doing your best, even in the smallest of things, and never taking for granted the simple joys in life, such as laughter, a perfect day, or a loyal friend. For all the money in the world can't buy self-esteem, character, contentment, love, or happiness. And these are the very things that make life worth living. However you define happiness and success, may you find and enjoy them every day of your life. You see, I think that's true every stage of life, that this is where we are. And this is how we need to encourage people to have the full life that they've always wanted.
That's how WK would end the show, which is a great ending. Poetic, isn't it?
Isn't that poetic?
Isn't that great?
I thought that was pretty good.
That's great.
But you, what?
My ending's a little different. Life's rules. Life's not fair. Get used to it. If you think the teacher is tough, wait till you've had the boss. He doesn't have tenure. Life is not divided into semesters, and you won't get summer off. Very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that on your own time. Your school may have done with winners and losers, but life hasn't. Some schools are abolished failing grades. They'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This, of course, doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. Sorry, but you won't make 40 grand a year right out of high school. And you won't be vice president with a car phone until you've earned both. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for flipping. They called it opportunity. You'd be amazed at what you can learn working at McDonald's if you open your eyes. Working at any fast food restaurant, the systems that are there that make that operate, a multi-billion dollar company operated by 16-year-olds. Think about that one. Think about the opportunity there. If you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. Don't whine about the mistakes. Learn from them. That's one of life's greatest teachers. The real world won't care about your self-esteem. It'll expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. It's your life. Before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying bills, cleaning up your room, and listening to you tell them how idealistic you are. Smoking and chewing does not make you cool. It makes you look moronic. I can't tell you how many kids I see. And you sit there and going, Surgeon General warning, all the things that cancer and smoking and tobacco, they still light up. You're not immortal, and always say thank you, even if you don't mean it. You may be ignorant, but try not to be stupid. Ignorance is simply a lack of knowledge.
Life's rules.
But as we get ready to go out and get the life we've always wanted, it's our choice. We have to take the initiative. We have to take the knowledge and move on to the next level. Sometimes that takes gaining further knowledge, which is why Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is there. If you need us, give us a call. If you have friends and family that need help, give them our web address, springfieldmfi.com, or give us a call at 882-6767. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.